first year in the hot seat and you come up trumps, but this is a club with a great tradition that, you know, you're probably halfway there before any manager steps in.
Absolutely. You step in, to be honest, it hasn't really sunk in yet, and I haven't reached a huge level of joy yet, because there's just a pressure on you right from the start of the year that realistically, if you don't do this, well, then you've failed, and that's a high bar. And there's several teams in Trona in the same sort of position, but certainly for our club, that's the way it is. And you know that when you say yes to the job. But equally, the boys, you know you're taking over squads that have been trained exceptionally well for several years before you, have been doing all of their S&C, have been doing all of their conditioning. As lots of other top teams in Trona, it is multiple years to have them punching at this level. So then whenever you're coming in at the start of the year, you're only ever going to maybe nudge a thing or two and try and carry as much of the previous stuff with you. And to be honest, probably for most of this year, we never reached the level that they managed to play last year. So, but thankfully, in championships, it's just about getting over the line. So, I'm delighted for the boys. They got hurt last year. They've put their heads down, worked hard, come back, and got their reward today.
For all the talent that there is in that team and that squad, it was desire and hunger and grit, determination, organisation, all those more basic sort of fundamental reasons that won that game for you.
And that's the entire truth about Gaelic football, always has been, and we can dress up with tactics and systems, and we get very caught up in that nowadays, and there is a percentage down to that, but unless you come with those core ingredients that you talked of there, you do not have a mission. And if ever a championship, obviously we're very proud of the Trona Championship in Trona, but this championship is absolutely about that. And so we probably got some criticism for earlier rounds of performance, but we knew we were digging deep, and we knew we were slowly discovering those qualities or enhancing those qualities within the team through those results, which didn't catch anybody's eye, but we were certainly happy with the progress, and look, it took every bit of it out there today against Rillick.
And of course no team will ever win a championship without a bit of true class in their team, and if it's not Dara on one day, it's Rory, and if it's not Rory on the other day, it's Dara, you know, just two exceptional forwards.
Absolutely, but probably the exceptional performances for me today was out around the middle and in the defensive side of the game. I thought the work rate in that middle third, I thought the quality of the tackling, I was just absolutely delighted, and I suppose we knew we had to be hitting that sort of level against Trillick, because the supposed blessing for us was we were very well warranted in terms of Trillick's pedigree and the level they were playing at coming into it, and that helped us and forced us to raise our level, and thankfully the boys measured up today.